The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Charles Warner once said, "Lettuce is like conversation. It must be crisp and fresh and so sparkling that you scarcely notice the bitter in it." After our recent cold snaps, finding crisp, fresh, and sparkling lettuce in your garden might be impossible. Unless you have a greenhouse or hoop house system, you're probably relegated to buying your greens. But you can grow your own greens indoors without an elaborate setup. Grow microgreens. These nutrient-dense, gourmet favorites are easy to grow. Plus, researchers have found microgreens contain up to 40 times higher levels of vital nutrients than their mature counterparts. To set up your microgreen indoor garden, start with a specially blended microgreen mix, a mesclun mix, or a single crop, such as sunflowers. You can purchase a microgreen growing system or use a leftover clear plastic salad container with drainage holes. Line the bottom of the container with a 2-inch deep layer of moistened seed starting mix. Sow your microgreens on top of the soil layer, gently pressing the seeds into the soil. Cover the seeds with another thin layer of soil and mist. Cover the container with a clear plastic top and place it in a sunny window for 4 hours a day. Mist the soil daily. The seeds should germinate within a week. Remove the top once they germinate and keep the soil moist. Once the true leaves form, in about another week, harvest the microgreens by snipping them with a scissors. Consider staggering a few plantings of these containers so you always have some microgreens to eat. And now for this week's tip. I know you meant to plant all those spring flowering bulbs, but oops, there's a bag in the closet you forgot. What to do now? Even though the weather is frightful, as long as the ground isn't frozen, plant those bulbs. They won't survive the winter indoors, and if you mulch the soil well after planting, they may still flower in spring. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about picking out your holiday tree. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.